CBS News. Washington State's volcano erupts in a major explosion, and nearby communities are prepared for lava flows, which have so far failed to materialize. I'm George Herman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mount St. Helens blew up with a bang a little more than 3 hours ago, and there was one report that lava had begun to flow from its crater. But although flash flood warnings are in effect in case of lava or mudslides, none have appeared. The action is all in the sky, as Ron Katzer reports from nearby Cougar, Washington.
Big boiling when it was kind of a dark color. The lightning in it was just atrocious. Just streaking and flashing all over. Kind of pretty in a way. It's still pretty, but we don't know what it's going to do.
The blast, measuring about 5 on the Richter scale, shook a lot of people, some of them out of bed, but no injuries or new damage is reported from the volcano area. Europe decides to impose economic sanctions against Iran, sort of. That story next when the news returns.
Going up. Hold it.
Sure.
Hey, John.
Hi, Bill. Hey, great looking suit.
Thanks. It's Sears Vested four-piece suit. Got it for only $79.99.
4 pieces for $79.99?
Yep. Saved $45. A sharp jacket, reversible vest, and 2 different pair of slacks.
Boy, that makes for a lot of combinations.
Yeah, that means a lot these days. Well, we get off here.
Going down.
Hey, not me. I'm off to save $45.
At Sears, where America shops for value. Available at most Sears retail stores now. While quantities last.
I'm with Lee Merriweather, star of stage, TV screen, and Campbell's Soup commercials.
Well, everyone knows how good Campbell's soups taste, but not everyone knows that 16 of those same delicious soups have only 90 calories or less a 10-ounce serving. They're the light ones. Great-tasting soups like chicken gumbo, beef noodle, turkey vegetable.
So I can enjoy the great taste of Campbell's soups and still be eating light?
Sure. Just read the calories listed on all Campbell's soups. I'll bet lots of your favorites are light ones. The same soups you always knew were good.
The European Economic Community, or Common Market countries, have decided to impose trade sanctions on Iran until that country releases its American hostages. But the actual sanctions chosen are considerably weaker than the almost total break-off of trade mentioned in a statement last April 22nd. Only those contracts signed after the seizure of the hostages will be embargoed. British Foreign Minister Lord Carrington calls it the carrying out of Europe's promises.
When we last met and discussed the subject, we said that we would impose sanctions unless there had been a very considerable advance towards the release of the hostages. And there hasn't been. There have been perhaps more hopeful signs, but certainly nothing which would indicate that the community could change its mind about sanctions. The fact that Europe is putting sanctions on will show the Iranians that we in Europe take very seriously the way that they have behaved towards the hostages and the illegality of their action.
Pakistan's President Zia-ul-Haq said on CBS's Face the Nation today his country offers an island of stability which the United States should exploit in trying to stop Soviet expansionism. He denied his government is trying to develop a nuclear weapon. On ABC's Issues and Answers, Libyan strongman Muammar Gaddafi said he opposes Iran's detention of the American hostages, but he said he believes the situation is not sufficiently tense to lead to a Middle Eastern war. Miami is quiet today. Curfews have been set for some parts of the city, also bans on the sale of liquor and firearms. Racial rioting followed the acquittal of 4 former policemen accused of killing a black businessman. In Washington, the Justice Department says it will seek civil rights indictments against the 4 white policemen acquitted by an all-white jury. 9 persons are known dead, 120 injured in the riots. CBS News continues after this.
Look to CBS Television for the very best in daytime drama. Every Monday through Friday, you'll find the action, the romance, the tenderness, and the treachery that make our shows interesting and surprising. Follow the men and women sharing life's joys and sorrows on their search for tomorrow. And and visit the small Midwestern town of Genoa City, where there is passion and power as the intimate secrets of families and friends are laid bare on the new hour-long version of The Young and the Restless. And you can look in on the private lives of the men and women trying to find their way on As the World Turns. Then there's the show that's entertained millions over its long, successful run of many years, The Guiding Light. When it comes to daytime drama, we've got it all on Search for Tomorrow, The Young and the Restless, As the World Turns, and The Guiding Light. Join us every day for daytime drama at its best on CBS Television.
Peking announced this morning that China has successfully tested a long-range ballistic missile. The release indicates a range sufficient to reach either Moscow or California. It's been successfully tested only short-range flights before. Today, Australian ships tracked its descent north of Fiji. Islamic foreign ministers meeting in Pakistan have agreed to start work on a collective security agreement to defend their nations against Russia, the United States, and Israel. In Rome, Pope John Paul II celebrated his 60th birthday with a 231-pound birthday cake, and the songs and cheers of 100,000 well-wishers crowded into St. Peter's Square. The cake, a masterpiece, was in the shape of a parish church. I'm George Herman, CBS News.